Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Daniel Yisrael ben Avivali Sheva. And Shem Baruch HaBatzlach V'chom HaZeh Yadav. We're continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Maran Reb Tzedek HaKohen in Lublin. We are now on Os Yud Zayin. Says Maran of Rabbeinu Zatzal, that we can learn from the Sigin Brachos and Daf Beis Amud Beis a clear definition of the essence of Avodas Hashem at night. Because the nature of the world is that Zman Avodas HaPoel Rak B'Yom, that a worker works during the day, as it says in Psalms, Yetze Adam L'Paalo, L'Avodaseh De'arev. In other words, in the day you go out to work, and at night you work until the night. V'lo Ad B'Chlal doesn't include the night, just until the night. So that's the time of work. That's Man Avodas HaPoel. V'lechein Amru, and therefore it says, Be'eruvin 65a, Anan Pol Ed Yamama. We are day workers. In other words, it's defining when we have to learn. We work during the day, but Avalelia, but at night, is Lashinta, is for sleep. Rak ki, Yazif B'Yamama Paravalelia. Ravacha Bayankev would borrow by day, and he would pay it off at night. In other words, he would learn a certain amount of prakim every day, like some good Jews learn 18 prakim of Mishnayos a day. And they finish Mishnayos every month. That's a good Seder to have. So he would learn a certain amount of prakim every day, and then sometimes he would have so much business to do, you know, he would have all these deals to make, and he's buying this property and that property, and selling this stock and buying that stock. So he wouldn't have time during the day, so he'd pay it back at night. That's what it means. Yazif b'yamama, he'd borrow the day, and then he'd par up b'layla, and he'd pay it off at night. V'yom t'mir ben yonah brachas chesam b'alif. By us, it's in dapei arif and vavam b'alif. Dir maskil v'amar. Who paskins that you shouldn't make birchas haTorah and learning at night, because the gabi limud haTorah, the night goes after the day. So since you pay off the limud hayom, shenisbatu b'layla she'acharav, so you're paying off the learning that you missed during the day, you're paying it off at night. Mashma deken halacha. So that's the halacha. In other words, nighttime is for shlofen. Nighttime is for sleeping, unless you have to make up what you missed out during the day of a certain set amount that you learn every day. So if you didn't do it by day, then do it by night. We find by the melachas of the Beis HaMikdash and the Gemara and Brachas and the Beis HaMikdash Shesal Gadaitin, that we have a Havamina there, that the Mekadme Mechashche Gam B'Layla, that they were Makdim and Machshech, in other words, they started earlier, and they finished later to do work in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even at night. In other words, they started Alas HaShachar, like the Gemara says, and they finished at Tzitzikachom, they started dawn, and they finished when there were three stars. L'maskana Nami, and even though L'fiyah Maskana, the Gemara says no, Rak Mishum, Tuhutzuchu, Alayla Mishmar, that they needed to, at night was the time for guarding from the enemies that were bothering them. Vayom malach, and the day was for work, as it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 16. So, when it comes to malachas beis hamikdash, they wouldn't exactly work during the day. They'd work a little bit of the night as well. And the reason they didn't, that's the havamin. And the reason they didn't in the end is because they needed a night to guard. So normally we only work by day. We find that it's mikdash not like that. So Yitzchak Cheshbon Yahweh the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how much time a person actually sins. So he says that he's figuring out how much a person lives. So half of a person's years are night. Years worth of night. So you see that night is not a time of pa'ula. Why 25? Because Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first you have to knock off 20 years that a person's not punished for the first 20 years. So now a person only lives 70. Meshav said b'em shivim shana, so then 50, 70 minus 20 is 50. And then of those 50, knock off 25 of the night. So you see the night in general is not a time for pa'ulos. Night is not a time that a person is sinning, unfortunately, today. Night is usually when a person is sinning. But not in the good old days. That night was dark, and there was no cosmetic daytime that we have today when we have electricity. Baruch Hashem, we have electricity. But unfortunately, the nighttime is usually a time where the Yetzirah works. That's when he gets to work. When people are off work, that's when the Yetzirah gets to work. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Tes. So, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. So normally, again, what's the Mahalach? The Mahalach is that you work by day, and night is for sleeping, unless you have to make up your missed learning. When it came to the Beis HaMikdash, they also only worked by day, and they did Shmir at night. That was their job, to guard at night from the enemies. And it would appear, says Rabbeinu, that the Gam B'chol Avodas Hashem HaLaila Rak L'Mishmar, that in all Avodas Hashem, the night is for guarding. In other words, to guard, gehitten, as they say in Spanish, to guard the Kedusha, the Shemorat HaKedusha. And what's this Shemira? Yumash Kasev, L'Sham Rizu Mitzvah say. And it says that God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, L'Avdol L'Shamra, L'Sham Rizu Mitzvah say. That Adam Rishon was told not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, so he's Mekayim Mitzvot to say. So you have to, now you have to be careful not to do Averis. Moshe Amru, and that's like Chazal say, Kamach Mishnah Emory Shamra, who lost it. Whenever it says Yishamra, it means a loss to say, Vanish Lo Yaseh Averis, shouldn't do Averis. That's the Shamra's a loss to say. Lekach B'Sheina Dai, Adar Shekasa V'Perak Kamad Avei Dezara, Yachli Yigara Atzme B'Sheina. And therefore, you can go through the night without sin by sleeping. Like Chazal say, it says in Sor L'shon Chameirah, it says, Sor Merve Say Tov, I might think that, how should I guard my tongue? By Yigar Atzma B'Sheni, just go to sleep. Tamalama Sor Merve Say Tov, Tov is Torah. Tov is Torah. So in other words, you don't just go to sleep. So, I'm sleeping, and this way I'm not doing an Aveira. No. That's not what we want to do. We want to learn Torah. We want to do the right thing also. But that's by day. But at night, that's the time when it is the time for sleep. Night is the time for sleep. Day is the time for working, for learning. So that's the avoda. The ikra avoda at night is to guard yourself from averus. Lev yodei amaris nafsho. Again, at night, what thoughts go through people's heads and what actions people are doing. And if you walk by a bar by day, so there's nobody in there. There's the bartender and one or two lonely guys just sitting there waiting for any action to start. And then, but you go at night, you go 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, it's Friday nights. Not that I'm a big a guy who goes to bars, Baruch Hashem, but I've walked by. Yes, I've been in areas where not everybody is just sitting on Friday night and singing Kayach. So that's the time for Averus. So Memela, one should be very careful at night. That's the Ikar Avodah of night. Continues Rabbeinu, after we learn that night is the time of a lack of action, now we're going to learn about the Kriya Shema at night. Kabbal Samach HaShemayim Da'arvi Sosiyot Ches. Alfi Shatera T'lasa B'shchim Mekom Mekom Mikro Tala B'layla. Kabbal Samach HaShemayim, accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven. In the Kriya Shema of Arvis, even though the Torah is told that there's man Kriya B'shchiva, there's man Shema D'pasuk V'shach B'cha when people are lying down, nevertheless, it's not just man shchiva. Ikro talui b'laila. It's talui in the night gamken. Also in the night, not the time of shchiva, the time of night. Rak shederich shchiva b'laila. The way it usually is that people are sleeping at night. Nakat ken kra. Whenever the pasuk says uvishach b'cha, ki hashchiva miuchedes l'laila, because sleeping is miuchad, is special for the night, because shein es man pulik, is not a time of action. So night is a time of Kabbal Samach Shemayim, Bafilu Yika Inshi, the Ganobiyam, and if there are people who sleep by day, Eino Koloi Shiva. This is not called sleeping, lying down, Bafisha Yom Yuchad Lakima, because the day, what's the purpose of the day? The day is for actions. The day is for Team Pi'ilis, to do actions, to be active, to be successful, to be, to accomplish, to achieve. That's the day. Even though the night is also important, part of our achievement is that the only way you can achieve is if you have downtime, you have sleeping time. Everyone needs that. It's a human part of basic human needs. כך מפורש דקר בלילה מלשון, משעה שקידש וכולי ברכס בייז המתבייז. So actually I skipped the parentheses. In the parentheses it says, Shein es ma'apul afilu ike inshi, de bezes sagi ayen Rabbi Kiva Eger. What is he referring to? He says there are people who are sleeping by day, so the very fact that there are some people who sleep after Elas HaShachar, that is enough for Chazal to be matir b'shas hadchak, to be yotzei yidei chovis kriyashma shel Shachar after Elas HaShachar. And then he says, Ayin Tes, Reisham et Aleph. So I read Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's beautiful because we have Chuvas, we have Asurim, Rabbi Kiva Eger. But in fact, that's Reisham et Aleph, Tes Reisham et Aleph. So, excuse the mistake, I hope you'll forgive me. That there we see that B'Shas Hadchak, Yotzei Dei Kriyas Shema Shelaila, even after Elas HaShachar until Netzachan, because there's still people who are still lying down then, even though it's already called day. Nevertheless, that's not the Iker time of Kriya Shema, it's only B'Shas Hadchak and Ones. Akolpanim, that's what he says here. There are people who lie down by day, but that's not the Iker time of lying down. It's only B'Shas Hadchak that you can be Yotzei then Kriya Shema at night, because the Iker time of lying down is at night. By day is the time of actions, of achieving concrete goals. L'fishayom yuchad l'kim v'dahinu avoda. And kach, v'chein muchach, the Iker kovei of Zman Kriya Shema v'arvis is balayla. What establishes in the time of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is the night, Milashon Misha Shekidesh. And we see the Lashon of the Tana who holds that it starts Misha Shekidesh Yom Ba'Arvis Shabbosos, which is Bein HaShmashos, like Rashi says, Bekevin the Suffolk who Kadesh Ayom Misafik. Since it's holy, the day becomes holy Misafik. The Kasha Al Zeh, it's difficult to understand, Kriya Gemara. Sham, the Gemara asks there in Amud Aleph, Michti, it says the Kohanim, when do they eat Shurim? Mishas Tesakol Chavim. So why doesn't it just say Mishas Tesakol Chavim? Because if the Zman of the Kohanim to eat Shurim from Tesakol Chavim, from when the three stars come out, the Tana should have said Tesakol Chavim. So why did the Tana? So that's the Kash of the Gemara earlier. So here also, if the Tana holds my creation is Ben Hashmashas, Lema Mishas Ben Hashmashas, Lefi Perish Rashi Sham. So why doesn't it say Ben Hashmashas? Say what you mean and mean what you say. Why does it say Ben Hashmashas? Why does it say Misha Shekidesh Hayom? What does it mean Misha Shekidesh? When the day becomes sanctified. Say Misha is Ben Hashmashas. That's the time to read Shema. Rashi says, what does it mean Kidesh Hayom? Ben Hashmashas. When it becomes sanctified Misafik Shabbos. So just say, Tadaber La'anyan. Just say Ben Hashmashas, like that's what you mean. Let Misha is Ben Hashmashas be Rosh Rashi Sham. So B'derech Agav, Rabbeinu throws in his own perish. V'lu perish Rashi, Efshel Leimar, if not for perish Rashi, in Kidesh Yom is Ben Hashmashas, we could say, to Mishash HaKidesh, when the time becomes sanctified in Erev Shabbos, is Hainu, Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, that's a shtickle a little bit before Ben Hashmashas. V'im Kain, and if so, Lo Kasha Midi, and it's not a Kasha, why the Tana doesn't say Tosefes Shabbos? Ish Lomar, the Nail of Minei, because we can answer that, we can learn from this, from the Zoshan of Kiddush and Barbi Shabbos, that what the Tana means is, Abein HaShemashas to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tana is referring to adding on to Shabbos, like to the Bein HaShemashas of Rabbi Yehuda, which is a Mahalach of Chatzi Mil, Lifnei Tzeisak Ochavim, the time it takes to walk a half a mil before Tzeisak Ochavim, and 18 minutes, 9 minutes is a half a mil, and we shouldn't say that it's the Zman Tosefes Shabbos of Rabbi Yossi, which is after the finishing of the Bein HaShemashas of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashas is a chatzi mil before Tzitzit Kochavim, and then Rabbi Yossi's is after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashas. Ayin Shem Gemara, that the Gemara brings their shitas over there. And that's what we see in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Hamed Aleph, that you should be Noeg L'Chumra, Lenin Shabbos Kebein HaShemash of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's considered B'Shal Shekidei Shayom. So what does it mean B'Shal Shekidei Shayom? That when the day becomes sanctified, it doesn't say Tosefes Shabbos, because there are two Tosefes Shabbos. You can be Tosefes Shabbos like Rabbi Yossi, you can be Tosefes Shabbos like Rabbi Yehuda. There are different times to add on to Shabbos. So what are we saying? We're saying, when it says Mishash Kiddush Hayom, it's saying, ah, like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's when the day becomes sanctified. You have to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why it says Mishalei Kiddush Hayom, because that's when the day, it doesn't say Tosefta Shabbos, because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have different Tosefta Shabboses. Rather, when the day is sanctified, meaning Keshitas Rabbi Yehuda, that we add on to Shabbos according to his opinion, that Chatzi Milaf Netzisek Ochavim. So that's how we can learn Pshat in Mishalei Kiddush Hayom. That's talking about Tosefta Shabbos, and according to Abayin HaShemashas, but Tosefta Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Pirush Rashi, the Kiddush Hayom, right, that it's the, we have the Banish Master Rebbe Yehuda, who is the Mahalach of Chatzi Mil, and then adding on to that, not adding on to the Tosefta Shabbos of Yossi, but adding on to the Tosefta Shabbos of Rebbe Yehuda. Hope that's clear. And that's what he writes. Lo Perish Rashi Ev Shalom, the Mishal Shekidesh Hayom, Mishal Shekidesh Hanu Tosefta Shabbos. The Mishal Shekidesh is adding on to Shabbos. You're adding on to the therefore, it's not sure at all why it says Mishal Shekidesh Yom Dei Shalom, but the Nafkamina, but the Nafkamina doesn't say Tosefta Shabbos because it wants to tell you Mishal Shekidesh Yom, the Aben Hashmash is Rabbi Yehuda, that it's talking about the Ben Hashmash of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shem Gemara, the Perish Rashi, and according to Rashi, Tzorach Litchok, the Tosefta Shabbos, the Rabbanon. And according to Rashi, that Kiddush Hayom is Ben Hashmashos, the day is already Miskadesh earlier, before Ben Hashmashos, there's a mitzvah to Tosefta Shabbos. The answer is Tzorach Litchok Tosefta Shabbos is only a holy midrabbanan. V'hacha midoraisa kamar. So the simon we're giving here is a doraisa dikas simon. So the Gemara is not giving a simon of Tosefta Shabbos, that's a derabbanan dikas simon. And the Gemara here is giving a doraisa dikas simon. But tzorach iyum. And it's a tzorach iyum if that's really what Rashi means. Anyway. So back to our main topic, and that is that Lema Bishal is Ben Hashmashas. We asked according to Rashi, why doesn't the Gemara just say Ben Hashmashas? Why does it say Mishal Shekidesh Yom? So then he gave his own pshat. But according to Rashi, why doesn't it just say Pashut Ben Hashmashas? Why Mishal Shekidesh Yom? And his pshat is that because it's talking about Tosefta Shabbos, according, and it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he has a longer Ben Hashmashas than Rabbi Yossi. His Ben Hashmashas is earlier than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas only starts after Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to be a Mosif on the Shabbos of Rabbi Yehuda, not only the Shabbos of Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Tzadok's pshat. But according to Rashi, that it says Mishal Shekidesh Yom is Ben Hashmashas, just say Ben Hashmashas. And this kasha, why doesn't it say Ben Hashmashas, is even more difficult than the kasha of the Gemara and the Mishnah. Why doesn't the Tana say Tzeisek Ochavim? Because the Gemara says that Kamashman de Kapar Loi Ma'akva. So the Gemara there has a teretz. Paraloi Ma'akvitz, I'm telling you that the Kohanim can eat Shruma from Tzeis. They don't need to bring the Karbanos. That's what it's on. They don't have to wait till tomorrow to bring the Karbanos. So you can't answer that it says Mishal Shekidesh Hayom, that Kedusha Sayom already starts Ben Hashmashas. That's why it says Mishal Shekidesh Hayom. Because it doesn't say Ben Hashmashas. Tell you, no, the day is already sanctified from Ben Hashmashas. Zadayin lo nishma bidvar, that we don't hear. Because if we don't know that Kedusha Shabbos starts Ben Hashmashas, saying Bishal Shekidesh Yom doesn't tell us Ben Hashmashas, as in Lana Tshuva, the Gemara is in Ateretz Ritz Kasha, why it doesn't say Seisachov, it says when the Kohen I'm reading Shruma, and versus the Teretz is Gevaldik, that to tell you that Kapara is not Ma'akeh, that you don't need Kapara in order to eat Shruma, so that's Teretz there, but we don't have a Teretz for our Kasha. Why does it say, according to Rashi, Mishal Shekidesh Hayom, just say Ben Hashmashas, and don't tell me not. It's telling you that Ben Hashmashas, that day is already sanctified, you can't do Malacha. Because we don't know that. If we have a suffix, then saying Mishal Shekidesh Hayom is going to answer that suffix, that from Ben Hashmashas you're already not allowed to do work. Maybe you are. Elevade dika kriyashma balayla. Elevadai, it's mukhach from this that the Eker's man kriyashma is totally bizman shenachshav layla al pi Torah. And therefore the Tana says Mishal Shekidesh Hayom to be mevaralan or to explain to us. The reason that you can read kriyashma even Ben Hashmashas. The Linyan Shabbos Karu Ilahitlam. You know why you can read Kriyashma Ben Hashmashas? Because as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's already called night. The Kevin Shkvar Matsanu Pam Achas, the Nikra, Laila, Shabbi Shleimar, comes my Kriyashma, Oz, Kemendika de Ganu. So, it says, the Iker is my Kriyashma, is at night. And therefore it says, when can you start reading Shema? Mishal Shekidish Hayom, from the time that the day is sanctified, that as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's already called night. Because the Iker time of Kriya Shema is at night. And as far as Shabbos is concerned, when is it night? At Bein HaShemashes. Because that's already when you're not allowed to do Melacha by. B'kevin Shekvar Matzano Pamachas Denikra Laila. And since we already find one time that it's called Laila, that Bein HaShemashes is called Laila by Shabbos, therefore we can say very well, Shapri Yishlomer, we can say very well, that Gamzman Kriya Shema, the time of Kriya Shema also starts, as it already starts then, since there are those who we can be mitzari if we can combine the fact that there are people who lie down at that time. People are already going to sleep in Shemashes. Is special for the time of darkness, a lack of light, vavihirus, and clarity. That's when you lie down from doing your work. And therefore, you, at that time, you have to mischazik in the mishmar, guarding yourself from the spiritual mazikin, from the sur meira, not to be over on averus, not to be over on los ases, or not to be mevatel mitzvah ases, mitzvah kvuos. And then he references what he says earlier in those tests, if you're yoshev and not over, and you're not doing a mitzvah that you have to do, it's as if you did an avera. So again, why doesn't the Gemara just say directly Bein HaShemashes? Why does it say Mishal Shekidish Hayom? To tell us that Mishal Shekidish Hayom, it's trying to tell us that there's Zman for Kriya Shema is at night. If we would have said Bein HaShemashes, then you wouldn't have said it's night, it's Bein HaShemashes. Mishal Shekidish Hayom, why is the day Miskadesh at Bein HaShemashes? Because it's night. Because it's telling that the Iker Zman Kriya Shema is at night. That's why it says Mishal Shekidish Hayom. Once we find Friday night, that it's already considered night. So we always consider it night. And that's the correct time. That's the appropriate time for Shema. And to add on to that, people are already lying at that time. Lying down. Someone should never lie. People are lying down. So we see in the Gemara, the Rebbe Yehuda asks a Rebbe Meir who says, "Mishal shekohanim tovel leichol b'trumasim, when the kohanim go to tovel to immerse themselves in mikvah to eat their truma, how could we? That's the time for Shema, but the kohanim bo yom tov, the kohanim are just still doing it by day. So zman shchiva establishes the time for kriya Shema. So what that nibaod yom tovlin? Nevertheless, people can be lying down. So what's the kash of the Gemara? Mashma dein svardi zman kriya Shema the shchiva oz." There's no svar to say that the time of Kriya Shema, of Shchiva, of lying down, will be then, if it's still Meba'od Yom. It has to be Dafka at night. Ki Yom Lemalacha, because days from Malacha. So in other words, that's the Kasha. But like Kohanim Meba'od Yomim Tovlim, Kohanim are Tovlim by day, meaning there's no svar that by day you get the it's going to be the time of Kriya Shema, of Shchiva. Why? Why not? Because that's the time that people are doing malacha. Ki yom la malacha, beisor lo yeshev batel ki yashem. Because at the time of light and behirus of akar samachos shemayim, a person's not going to be batel. A person's going to be busy with a seitov. So as long as it's still day, so people are going to be busy doing mitzvahs. Mebod Yomim Tovim. Since Mebod Yomim Tovim can't be the time for Shema, it's Mebod Yom. Mebod Yom means the time of mitzvahs. So how can you tell me that it's the Kriya Shema of night of Shchiva is when the Kohanim are Tovim? That's still Mebod Yom. Mebod Yom is when you're doing mitzvahs. That's not time for Kriya Shema of night. Because Yoshev Batel is Ki Yashin. When you sit and do nothing, it's like sleeping. So ma pitom that a person's not doing anything during the day, a person's active during the day. A person's doing mitzvahs. Otherwise it's a time of sleeping, but day is not a time of sleeping. The day is a time of behirus. Kiyam le malacha beis or, you have light, you have clarity. So you do mitzvahs. So in other words, what Rabbeinu was learning from this Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda asks the Kashan Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Mishal Shkvanam Tovim Lechol B'Shrum Asan. So how could it be that this is the time to read Shema? They're Tovim Bod Yom. And if you say that it's Man Shchivas Koveya, that is Man Shchiva determines when Shema is, so what's the problem that the Kohanim are Tovim Bod Yom? Maybe people are lying down with Bod Yom. So that's what Rabbeinu says. No. There's no svara that Zman Kriya Shema V'Shchiv is going to be then, because it's Mavod Yom. Mavod Yom is the time for Malacha. Nobody's lying down then. When it's light, he's not sleeping and he's not doing anything, because inactivity is like sleeping. Like we see in the Magen Avram. He says not to sleep during the day in Rosh Hashanah. So not doing anything is also sleeping. That's one pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's kasha. But it can't be that it's b'shal shkvanim tovlin, because that's not a time of, that can't be the time of Kriya Shema of Shechiva, because by day people are active. And then Rabbeinu writes in parentheses, Mir Yesh Lomar, Pasha Tesfir Lei Havada Ein Derech B'nei Adem Shofim Kol Kach Mibod Yom. That Rabbi Yehuda's kasha was, I'm Mibod Yom people are tovel, that it can't be that people are sleeping, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that people aren't sleeping by day, when it's still Mibod Yom. Therefore, you can't say, and Mimele, you can say that Zman Kriya Shema is Tali B'Shchiva. Zman Kriya Shema is Tali in lying down, because, and his kasha is, listen, Kriya Shema is a time of lying down. And it can't be that by day, you can't say it's when the Kohanim are Tovel, because people aren't lying down then. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. That's in the brackets. But it can't be by day, because people aren't lying down by day. But Rabbeinu's Mahalach is that it's not just Zman Shechiv, it's also Zman Night. Kriya Shema has to be at night. And when he says, Kohanim are Tovim Boid Yoim, and we're talking about the Kriya Shema of night. And therefore, it can't be a Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema of night. It can't be Mipo'od Yom. Kohanim are Tovim Boid Yom. You can't say it's Mishash Kohanim Tovim. That's still day. And day is a time of activity. So Rabbeinu is contrasting night and day. Whereas maybe Pasha Rav Yehuda's kasha is that no, people aren't sleeping then. It's been a shmashas, people aren't lying down yet. And therefore it is Tali in Shechiva. And what Rabbeinu is saying is that it's Tali in night. Not only Shechiva, also night. And at night, people are active. And by day, people are active. And therefore, since Mebod Yom Em Tov, that can't be the time of Kriya Shema night. That's what he writes earlier. Ki ikra Shechivim yuchad leis ha-choshech ve'ador v'abihirus. That's when you're lying down. You're lying down with the lack of clarity. There's a lack of aura, there's a lack of light in the world. So in other words, that's why Kriya Shema relates to night. Because Kriya Shema is v'shachbucha. And v'shachbucha is where there's a lack of light. So it's not only shchiva, it's also night. Because when are people shaychev? When there's a lack of light in the world. And that's also Mishal Shekideh Sheyom, since we find that it's called night by Shabbos, so that's going to be the time of Shema always, because that's already, Ben Shemash is already considered night, like we saw before. So Akopanim, that's the lesson over here that we had in this Os, that we learned about before also, that the day is a time of activity, and night is a time not to do Averis and to sleep, not to waste time. And if you missed anything by day, then you make it up at night. You missed your learning by day, you make it up at night. So very, very interesting. Tzaddik is always so deep. And you know, you just sometimes pass by Gemara so fast, and all of a sudden you open up a Rav Tzaddik and you, oh, Reinov, your eyes mamish light up. It's incredible. That's a big schus to learn to you. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully be zocht to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.